with Black Lord in the dining room. My wife built a fire. I was working about 18 hours a day then. That's what I was working. I was getting out all the way from $35 to $45 a month. And of course, we thought that was pretty good money in them times. And she put this back log on in there of my son. That was, had just come back from the Navy. He served in the Pacific, my oldest son. He went to school and he graduated at 16. Well, this mill was just coming here in 1941. It started building in 39. In 1941, it started there. And he went out there and got a job and worked till he got 17 years old. And then he told me he wanted to go in the Navy. Well, the war was still going on in the Pacific then. In 1945, I think it was. Well, so he went to Jacksonville and took his examination. I signed for him and he joined the Navy. And they sent him to Bainbridge, Maryland, and that's where he trained. And then when he got done training, they sent him to San Diego, California, and put him on a chaser. And he said, when they got to sea, the first officer on that chaser got seasick, and he had to take his place. And there they go. And they went to a little island called Guam, over in the Pacific. That was there, and he said that it was hot, and he said they used to go ashore, and in the meantime, the war ended. MacArthur signed the peace treaty in Tokyo Bay. Well, then they're bringing these ships home. Well, then they went ashore, and they said one night ashore, some of them Japanese didn't know the war was over, and someone slipped, killed one fella in the tent, and they just ripped the tank open, and boy, they said they had to put guards out. You know, them. See, I see where one Japanese here the other day just found out the war was over, and he'd been in the Philippines all that time. So they so we got a letter from him, and he was on Guam then. But he said he was leaving for Pearl Harbor, bringing a ship home to the dismantle it, you know, in San Francisco Bay. So there's a tidal wave come Sunday. Well, we was on easy because we knew he was at sea, see? And so when we got a letter from him, he said he went into Pearl Harbor Saturday evening, and that tidal wave was Sunday, and he said it just delivered that beach wreckage in there. He just did miss it, see. And then when they got that ship to San Francisco Bay, I got this record player in there. It was brand new in a case, and they got anchored out in that bay and took that stuff, but they denied it to a Congress or a committee, but my son said they just took and threw it overboard in San Francisco Bay. They decommissioned the ship. And he said, I'd like to have this record player. And his commanding officer said, well, if you can get it by that gate there, you can have it. And you know it had a guard at the gate. So he began to study how to get it by. This thing was all free, brand new now. He's going to throw it overboard, see? All the taxpayers' money going overboard. They could have sold that stuff, see? he got with another fella that was going to be on guard. And the fella said he'd turn his back. And he got it out and shipped it home. He told us about to look out for it. It's in there now.
What a good story.
And that's what you want to be done. So when he got out, he came home. And